will look at you, all super serious and focused on your work. You're as cute as a bug's ear, you know that? Oh, don't let me interrupt you. I just thought that I would wander down here and see what you were up to. Well, yeah, I haven't seen you all day. You've been so busy with my daddy working them cows. I just thought that maybe you'd want some company of the fairer sex. You're funny, you know that. What do you mean, what do I mean? You're funny. Well, for example, every time I come and talk to you, you get all stumbly and blushy. That's kind of cute. What? You didn't think I noticed? Of course I did. It's one of the more alluring parts of your character. Oh, come on. I'm just teasing you. And what's fun without a little bit of teasing? Okay. I'll lay off. So my daddy has you down here doing all this hay, huh? I could say that I feel bad for you, but I'd be lying. This used to be my job before you started working over here. Mm-hmm. Every single day. But I guess that's what I get for not having any brothers. So, what do you do when you get down here? Really? Why do you always go back home so quick? Well, my mama invites you to have dinner with us every single time and you say no. My daddy tells you to go fishing with him and you also say no. And I come down here and try to keep you company half the time and all you do is stare at me. Oh, wait. Hold on a second. I think I got you figured out. Well, you've been living next door to us for, about 3 years now. Y'all moved in after that other family left. That's right, them. But you didn't start coming around until a few months ago. Why is that? That's real weird, especially around here when there's literally nothing else to do. You know, I saw you in town a couple times. Me and my mama tried to say hey to you, but you never acted like you even saw us. Yeah, did too. Maybe you just like acting like one of those highfalutin city people. I'm just teasing you. My goodness. Growing up with as many siblings as I know you have, you'd think you'd be used to a little light teasing by now. No. I know you're a good boy. You're big and strong and handsome, and you also seem to be a little bit sensitive. Oh, I don't mean it as a bad thing. It's a good thing. But there's a couple other things that I wanted to talk to you about. Do you think you could stop with the hay for a second? Thanks. I promise. If you are a nice southern gentleman to me, I'll be a good southern belle to you. And that means giving me your undivided attention when I'm speaking. Thanks. So, I didn't want to bring this up to anybody else or around anybody else, but I kind of get the impression that we have a little something going on, you and I. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't know what I'm talking about? Okay, let me see if I can refresh your memory. Okay? Oh, I got it. Last week, you were in the other barn helping my daddy put up those boxes. And I came in to let him know that my mama wanted to talk to him. And your eyes practically bulged out of your skull. Well, if it helps at all, I'm wearing the same outfit that I was wearing then. Oh, you didn't notice? That's just too funny, because as soon as I walked into this barn, you might have kept doing the work that you were doing, but you have been firmly staring at my tits the entire time.
Please.
You don't think that I notice, but I do notice. Why the hell do you think I wear these outfits? Let me break it down for you, handsome. I wear these tiny little jean shorts and these tight little tops because I know that you like looking. Besides, everybody else is so focused on their work, they hardly even notice. But you notice, don't you? It's okay. It's not like I'm gonna tell my daddy on you or anything. But I think that you owe me a couple things. I've been giving you free eye candy for months now. The least you could do is make it up to me. What do I want? Well, isn't it obvious? Why do you think I came from all the way over yonder, all the way down here, to just talk to you? Nah, I don't think so. I came down here for something else. You have been playing this whole flirt back and forth with me thing forever now. And I collect on all of my debts owed, and you owe me. I really could get used to that little look you do when you are slightly confused, but also really turned on. You're not turned on? Really? Well, that bulge in your jeans tells me something completely different. So why don't you take a break from doing all that manual labor and come over here? I'm being serious. I want you something fierce. Not to mention, it's probably the most perfect day ever to do it. Everybody else is occupied or out in town. It's just me and you right now. So what do you say? You gonna come over here and see what I look like outside of these shorts? That's right. Come over here. We're not gonna fuck in the middle of the bar now, are we? We gotta be a little bit sneakier than that. Back here. You've been working here how long and you didn't know this was here? Well, yeah. Every barn has a little storage closet, and this one just happens to have one big enough for two people. Never mind how I figured that out. Let's just get down to business. Now first, you're going to promise me that you're going to take me on a date. And when my mama asks you to come to dinner next time, you are going to say what? Yes, ma'am, that's right. Didn't your mama teach you any manners? Then, we can talk about what comes next. 'Cause I might really like you, but I'm seeing a future with you. And as long as we hit it off and you're not a complete asshole like my last boyfriend, well, maybe it goes somewhere else. Because I am pretty obsessed with the way you look, and I would not mind having lots of babies with you. Did your cock just twitch? Oh, I see. So, me talking about having lots of your babies gets you nice and hard, doesn't it? What else gets this cock throbbing hard for me? Oh yeah? My tits? Well, go ahead, touch them. Well, yeah, you've been staring at them enough. You might as well give them a squeeze. Does that feel good? Finally getting to touch the object of your obsession? I know, right? Big boobs run in my family, and I was lucky enough to not skip a generation. And they are more than a handful, aren't they? You like the way they feel in your hands? Firm and heavy. You know, that feels really good and everything, but I think it would feel even better with your lips on them. Maybe you get to do that on our second date. Maybe. Right now, I really, really want to roll around in this hay with you something fierce. So, you gonna do that? Yeah? You finally gonna take what you've been wanting for months? Good. But first, I have something that I've been wanting to do for months. What am I doing? Well, I'm taking your pants off, silly. What do you think? Because I want to put your cock in my mouth. I've been quietly thinking about it for, the last 10 minutes now. And longer than that, even. I have been so needy for it. And now that I finally get to fulfill my fantasy, I'm going to enjoy every last moment of it. Oh. Holy shit. It's even nicer than I thought it would be. I know you're much bigger than I am, but I wasn't expecting this. Is it all right with you if I get down on my knee? Yeah? Good. I didn't think you'd object too much. Especially with how hard you already are. Tell me something. How many times in a day do you think about this happening, this specifically? Yeah? Have you thought about having me on my knees in front of you sucking this hard cock? And now, it's happening. You know, besides making some of the best fried chicken you've ever put in your mouth, I'm also a really talented little cocksucker. Can you imagine coming home from a long, hard day and having me greet you with an open mouth? Just like I imagined it. Better than I imagined it, to be honest. That's it. You put your hands in my hair. I don't mind. Pull me down on it. Make me fuck my face on your cock. You don't mind me. I'm a farm girl. I'm used to getting dirty. Mm-hmm. How absolutely rude of me. I forgot to do something rather important. Just a moment. I just want to get rid of this shirt. It's really ruining the moment for me, and I have a feeling you want to see what's underneath. Am I right? Okay. There you go. Here's those tits that you have been fantasizing about, no doubt. Do you like the way they look outside of my bra? So big and soft and round. The perfect tits to suck on and grope and even to fuck. What? You never tit fucked somebody before? Really? You know, you're a lot more innocent than you look. Don't worry. We'll pop your cherry right now. Get it nice. I'm lubed up with my spit. Like that. Now, I want you to hold it for me. Hold your cock out. That's it, just like that. And now, I'm going to put my tits on either side. Like that. Just like that. Now, you can let go, and I'll just keep them squeezed around it, and start moving them back and forth, up and down. Now, doesn't that feel good? Feels good for me. My nipples are so sensitive. The way they rub up against my palms while I do this is so delicious. Having them wrapped around this hard, throbbing shaft of yours, milking you just like you milk our cows every day, except you're gonna give me a big hot load, aren't you? But not yet. No. I want you to come deep inside of me. Yeah. Try your very best to knock me up. I know how much you farm boys love doing that. Almost as much as I love the thought of feeling you filling me up and stretching me out. Because you know I have a tiny, tight little pussy. And as soon as we're done right here, you're going to feel exactly how hot and tight it is for you. How about I suck the head while I fuck my tits up and down this cock? I bet when you came over. But isn't it nice? Fucking the dairy farmer's daughter in the barn. While no one's around. But you're not just gonna fuck me, are you? No. I need you. To breathe me. Push that hot cum deep inside me. I need it. I want it. I'm craving it. You promise you can give it to me? Yeah. Your cock is so hard right now. You must be ready to pop so much. Not yet. Hold on for me. Please. Okay. Have I teased you enough for today? Maybe just a little bit, but I know what I want now.
I have to have you inside of me. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready to feel how turned on you've made me?
Good. Scoot back and let me stand up. I said maybe I was done teasing you. I didn't say I was for sure. Besides, don't you like the way that feels? Go ahead. Take my shorts off for me. That's right. Pull them all the way down and I'll step out of them. No way. I leave the boots on when I fuck. But I also to make sure that I'm making you as crazy horny as I am. That's right. Rub your cock all over my tight little ass. Tap it on there. That's it. Not so shy anymore, are you? You play your cards right, and I might just let you fuck my ass. Would you like that? Yeah? You know, if you do, you'd be the first. And I would love to feel how hard you can pound me. Especially there. Especially with how good it feels just grinding it up against me like that. But that's not for today. No. Today is for you coming inside me, you remember? Good. I want you to get on top of me, missionary, legs on shoulders, because I want you to keep eye contact. I want to see the very moment that you absolutely lose it and flood me with all of that hot, sticky cum. Now, I'll get down here. Oh, come on. Don't worry about getting dirty. You ain't never rolled around in the hay before. Well, then this is just a day of first for you. Come here. You know, I was serious. If you want to fuck your baby into me, you're more than welcome to. It's been really hard trying to find a man that I want to settle down with, but I have a feeling it might be you. Now, I want you to take your cock and push it inside me. I know you can feel how wet and ready I am for you, and I need to feel you inside of me right now. Yeah, it's all I can think about, please. Don't worry. There's no one around for miles, and nobody's gonna hear us, and even if they could, I don't care. I need it. I need it. Yeah. That's it.
Fuck yeah. Now look me in my eyes. I want you to see just how much pleasure you're giving me. Cause we barely even started, and I feel like I could come already. That's just how good your cock is. So good at making me feel so good. And you are making me feel so good. That's right. Right there. Fuck yourself deeper into me. Oh, good. I don't think I've ever felt so full. That's it. You know what you want, don't you? You want to make sure that I'm walking funny for the next few days. You just give it to me. Make me feel so fucking good. You made me come all over this cock. Make me absolutely cream. Cause I fucking want it. I haven't felt this good in so long. I can do it myself, but it just isn't the same as this. Please. Please. I want you to breathe me. I meant it. I want you to fuck that cum so deep into me that there's no way I don't get pregnant. Knock me up. Please. Push down on my thighs. Get as deep inside of me as you can get. Will you come at the same time as me? Isn't that romantic? Don't break eye contact, I told you. I wanna see it. I wanna see the moment that you pop me full of that cum. Please. Yeah. Right there. Didn't you? Oh, yeah, you did. fuck. did my pussy feel that good, baby? Yeah. Don't you move. I want you to stay inside of me until you're completely soft. Kind of romantic, isn't it? This is a story we'll be able to tell our kids one day. Mommy and Daddy rolled around in the hay for a good few minutes, and then they gazed lovingly into each other's eyes. Now that's my kind of love story. And this is my kind of cock, too. Feels so good. You have no idea. I think you made me lose brain cells coming that hard. Good. That was the goal, you know. Making you feel as good as you made me feel. And if I accomplish that, then, well, I consider that a win. Oh, I like that. Slowly rocking your hips back and forth. Really making sure I take it, aren't you?
Well, today is one of the first days that I am glad that I came all the way down here. And it turned out to be a lot more fun than I thought it would be. So, what do you say we go down to that little pond? The one on the other side, yeah. Really? Really, you are telling me you have never gone for a skinny dip over there after work? Well, we are going to switch that up today. I told you, it's a day of firsts. And with me, you might get in a little bit of trouble, but you're going to have fun doing it.